It's Morning Edition on 90.7 WFAE. I'm Marshall Terry. Now it's time for our party line political discussion.
Hello, Charlotte!
This is a nice crowd, I'll tell you what.
I'm Roy Cooper, and this election is not just about one bad law.
But we have a Carolina comeback for sure.
This is our weekly discussion on the election in the Carolinas with our political analyst, Professor Michael Bitzer of Catawba College. It's good to be back with you.
Good to be here.
So here we are, our final chat before Election Day. How are you feeling?
Sleep deprived, but it has been a wild ride. You know, I thought 2014 felt like a presidential year, and we just had a U.S. Senate race. This year has blown everything out of the water, and it's just, it's lived up to its reputation. And yeah, let's sing hallelujah, because Tuesday can't come fast enough.
Well, with this being the last full week of campaigning, are you seeing the candidates in the big races in North Carolina taking a different strategy on the ground or through ads or anything?
Yeah, they've been pretty much sticking to the usual script of the mad rush to Tuesday. The number of surrogates and the candidates just seems to be overwhelming in this state. And I think it truly speaks to how competitive North Carolina is and how crucial it is in terms of different paths to the Electoral College for both Hillary Clinton and for Donald Trump. So I think this is all playing out. The rhetoric is getting heated. The candidates are stopping by. The surrogates are stopping by. But it really is this mad rush to next Tuesday.
How about these last-minute revelations like the one we've seen with Senator Richard Burr and his bullseye comments about Hillary Clinton, and also his pledge to try to block filling the Supreme Court vacancy if she's elected? When these sorts of things come to light, do they actually affect how people vote, or does it just serve to rally the base?
I think it's really, at this point in the election, minds are made up. There are very few persuadables. There are very few undecideds. I mean, if you look at just the early votes so far, we have half of the 4.5 million ballots cast in 2012 already in the bank. And so I think that for a lot of folks, this may energize some last-minute partisans. This may call into question some last-minute unaffiliated or independent kind of swing voters. But I think a lot of this is already baked into the electorate, and we'll just have to see who shows up on Tuesday.
This week, the NAACP filed a lawsuit over the cancellation of 6,000 voter registrations in North Carolina because of individual challenges, many through something called the Voter Integrity Project. Have you ever seen anything like this?
I mean, we have had a history of this kind of operation in the past in North Carolina, not the recent past, but certainly some would argue that this is a form of voter intimidation, voter suppression. There would be others that argue this is about voter fraud and making sure all the ballots are counted. This is just typical of the warfare, I would describe, of how this push in North Carolina is so divisive and so intense. And really, this is, you know, not to be expected, but it's unfortunate at this late point in the game.
I want to go back to early voting, which you just mentioned. It ends Saturday. What have you seen this year? I mean, how does it compare to 2012?
Well, we are actually significantly ahead of where we were on the same days in 2012, which really speaks to kind of, there was always talk about, is there a lack of voter enthusiasm, lack of interest? It doesn't seem to be, because the overall numbers are up. Democrats are slowly making their way to their same numbers. Republicans are actually up in their in-person early votes, but it is the unaffiliated voters that are up substantially, well over 40% from where they were 4 years ago. And I think truly this is the wild card that we can't expect or understand until Tuesday night, how these folks are voting.
Well, what do you think it is that's driving unaffiliated voters to come out more during the early voting period this time around?
Well, typically we tend to think of unaffiliated voters as independent voters. I kind of lean in the camp that they're not really detached from partisanship, that they just don't like the label, but they are indeed partisans when they show up to vote. So we may be having this kind of masked group showing up and casting partisan ballots, but they're registered as unaffiliated. There are a lot of different explanations to it, but I think after the election, when we have a chance to let the dust settle, that's going to be one of the big questions I'm going to try and figure out. I think that it's a lot of people are just sick and tired of the election, want it over with, and maybe go home and take a shower and say, I'm done with this.
Michael Bitzer is provost and political science professor at Catawba College in Salisbury. He's also the main contributor to our Party Line political blog, which you can see at WFAE.org. Thanks so much for joining us. Just a few more days.
It's been great fun. Thanks, Marshall.
You're listening to Morning Edition on 90.7 WFAE.